Welcome to Hear Me Roar, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Yellow Jackets on Paramount Plus and Showtime. I'm your host Matthew, and this is for season 3, episode 8. Almost at the penultimate episode of the season. This is season 3, episode 8, A Normal, Boring Life. Thoroughly enjoyed this episode again. I don't know how to compare it to like previous episodes. It's kind of level with those. I found even in this episode, the smaller, lighter parts to be really quite good. Like cheering for Jeff with the whole sofa thing and the hotel and all that kind of stuff. It's great that Jeff is in this show because he's like one of the characters that, even though he is, and he shows it more in this episode, clearly more affected at what's going on. That's a really great, and for this episode particularly, is a really great balancing part where you've got Shauna, both of them, young and old, or older, making choices. you got them making choices. You got young Natalie, who I think is being very reasonable. Thought this episode was fantastic again. Lots of bits and pieces, you know, Shauna having what I would say was probably more daydreaming rather than hallucinations or supernatural stuff with the whole, because she literally, it's the way the opening scene is laid out kind of shows you, okay, that's a daydream with the whole Moths and Jackie thing. Again, good to see Pernell again. So that was really great. It was a great sort of Yellow Jackets weird way to start the episode, but that was something I really liked. Something else I've continued to really enjoy this season as well, and probably did in the other seasons, is the more and more time you spend, and this is how it's supposed to work, kind of, the more and more time you spend with the character. So if you look at some of our longer term characters, Shauna, Misty, Natalie, Van, of course, Ty as well, so some of our main characters, is you get to know characters over time, right? And you can usually tell for the most part if a character's doing something predictable, unpredictable, out of character, or when a character has sort of changed. One thing I really love about this show, and I really enjoyed in this episode, is whether it's the younger characters or the older ones. Now, with this show, obviously, it's lined itself up to the point where we know some of them do and don't survive. We know some of them survive the island but are dead in the future, or still alive at both points, and you know, you kind of mix and match in that way. Is whether it's the younger ones or the older ones, and again vice versa, as opposed to, you know, you know what they've done at certain points and not at other points, and all that sort of thing, I can never quite predict what these characters are going to do, and I really, really like that a lot, particularly in this episode. Like, I couldn't quite tell, and again, I really enjoyed this, if Shauna was going to put the knife down and walk away from Melissa, if she was going to climb on the table and jump at her, or do something more sly, or end up doing what she ended up doing. I couldn't really tell, and I couldn't really tell if Melissa was going to do either or for some of those things as well. And the way you're kind of analysing, like, the way these two characters are looking at each other, and you've also got the factor, obviously, there as well with the older time period, that you know some of the things they've done. They've hinted at other things that they may or may not have done, and there's other things that they know that they've done that we don't know about yet. And the way that that kind of plays with the bits of dialogue, and like, hey, we killed so-and-so and whatever, and like what you've done, and I know it can be a bit of a cliche thing, but I think it works in this show, is when a character usually says to another character, the thing that you did, In a show that's worse, or a piece of media that's worse, it just comes off as, a bit corny and a bit cliche and a bit sort of, overdramatic sometimes, like, I know what you did kind of thing. But most of the times when this show has done that, usually in the future timeline, sorry, time period, it's played off pretty well. But yeah, it just it and it's there's so many, it's such a combination of things that I love about this show. And it's again, just to kind of refer to the comments I've continued to see of people getting really fed up with the show, or people think it's terrible. And look, if look, I feel kind of for those of you who are like, hey, I'm almost done with Yellow Jackets, can't stand it anymore, I feel kind of sorry for you a little bit. Now there's different groups of those types of people at the moment, some of which are just too impatient for the mysteries to be revealed, which, if you've got a 5-season plan, you're not going to do those in the middle of season 3, not all of them anyway, and you're going to do it bit by bit. And there's the other corner that's just like, I think there's two corners of people that aren't enjoying this show. A is the people that are too impatient and were burned by something like Lost, which obviously is very similar, which is something that I really love. And people that just, I don't think you got quite get what the show's going for. And look, maybe I'll have the pie smacked in my face by the end of the series and I'll be the idiot, and maybe I won't have seen it all along or whatever. But I'm just really enjoying the show. I really, really am. Is it like the greatest ever written thing? No, it knows how to have fun, and it knows how to be a bit lighter at points. But I love what it's at least looking like it's doing. And yeah, things like the little hints of mysteries, the way the music plays off in certain bits. And then just the whole, like, the start, middle and end of this whole Melissa Shauna thing, of again hints as to what they have and haven't done, talking about the hikers and everything that's happened there, talking about what Melissa's been up to and catching up with that and connecting the dots from the past and the present. And then just not being able to read, at least to me anyway, not being able to read what these two characters are going to do to each other. I thoroughly enjoyed, and the intense nature that that brings with it, like when we had Natalie, who was and Melissa and Shauna, when they like went into Coach Ben's little pen thing where he was, and like Melissa would go up to him with a knife, and like what is she gonna do? We don't know. And then you've got these scenes where it's like, okay, she injures, Shauna injures Melissa, pushes her to the floor. Is she gonna, like, and she, Melissa and or Shauna, well, they could have both died in the scene, because there's no rules there for, like, hey, these are the two characters from the past, and they can't die in the past. Like, they can die in the future. I think it'd be very unlikely that they both do, or whatever. But I just couldn't tell what was gonna happen. Like moment to moment, action to action, and I really, really liked the sort of intense nature of that. Then plus the arm bite thing. I think that's a brilliant way to play that, actually, in terms of Shauna's threat level going up there towards Melissa, and also the fact of, I think all of them had eaten the people that they'd eaten. On like Ben and Jackie, and was it Ben, Jackie, Harvey, and maybe the hikers. Well, we'll see. Although they showed that they buried the one that Lottie killed, so they're not gonna eat him. Well, they're not gonna eat him yet. They could very well dig him up. Who knows? But I thought the whole, like, I'm trying to think now, and I was trying to think when the episode was ending, like. Seen a lot of violence on TV, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Last of Us, Walking Dead, you name all the big violent dramas and all that, right? Seen all kinds of things happen. The Boys as well, Invincible, all those sorts of shows. I've seen a lot of different people die in a lot of different ways. But the concept there, and the idea of, I'm gonna bite a piece of your arm off, and I'm gonna make you eat it. I think fits in so well with what Shana's trying to do there, and the fact of like that's not really a new thing for either of them. Now, eating a piece of yourself. Now we haven't seen any. Who knows? Who knows what happens on the island back in the past? Because we haven't seen everything yet. None of them have resorted to eating themselves yet. They've eaten other people, but not themselves. So you got a bit of a twist on it there, where it's kind of you're going to eat a piece of human meat, which you have done before. Because again, I think all of them have done that, but it's going to be your own one. And at least from what I remember, from I mean, Lottie is doing her own thing. Pretty sure all the three people, if it's only three people, that they ate, they had cooked the meat at least, or at least to the degree that they could. Obviously, Lottie's looking very bloodied all the time. Yeah, very, very interesting stuff there. So, yeah, Shauna's making some choices, and some choices in the past, obviously. She sort of feels that something is wrong, doesn't want to leave as well. So, yeah, I thought this episode was brilliant, and I was kind of wondering, 'cause when they're sort of about to leave, I did check how long was left of the episode. Not because I was bored or anything. I just wanted to see, okay, now that you're at this point, what realistic, how much time is left in the episode for me to wonder what's going to happen next? And I wondered if it was going to end, if the episode was going to end with, because you could do like a 6 day time jump, if the hike took 6 days or whatever, because I do want to know where these two intend on taking our yellow jackets. Because they say it could be rescued, but we don't re us as well as the girls obviously don't re we don't know anything really about these people. They could be lying about the frog thing, even though we kind of not about just doing that. Obviously, we saw them doing that. Who knows what else is going on? Because I even thought when John McHale's character, when he said like, "Oh, there are more of us," I wasn't thinking of what I think it was Van said after that. I was like, "Oh no, there's only three tents." I thought he meant like off in the distance monitoring us or something. Because we are outside of like in the past, outside of the island where the girls are or the yellow jackets are, we have no idea what's going on. And even when they ask the woman that's there about like, oh yeah, they kind of looked true and they kind of stopped, we have no idea if these two people are telling the truth, or they're part of some organization or something. Again, they mentioned the crates, like what are the crates doing on this island? Why did Ben know about them, or seemingly have an idea that they're out there? Yeah, why did Ben know that they're out there? Because he seemed to know that they were there. But obviously the plan wasn't to crash again, unless there's something else going on. So yeah, very, very interesting stuff. I really enjoyed this episode. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, so let's take a break here. I think this is a good spot for that. I always try to find a decent spot, not to get too much into the weeds of things in the if you want to call this a pre-talk, a 13-minute pre-talk. But yeah, let's go character by character in a minute. I'll see you on the other side. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for two
episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch two episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, getting some character-specific things. Again, this won't be chronological. I'll just see the names and talk about what the character got up to. An interesting place to start is Natalie here, indeed. Sophie Thatcher. I'm kind of, again, I would say fully on her side, because in terms of like, okay, when Shana's like, no, I want to stay here, there's something, because Lottie's probably got her own reasons as to why she wants to stay. She wants to serve the it, probably, right? And maybe she doesn't think, I mean, I do think in regards to Lottie, there's probably an element of her that's like, after everything that she knows that she's been through, and her background of her parents, that might not be something you want to go back to. But I do think there's a double-sided thing of her that she feels like she has to serve the it, which is interesting, because we know that she ends up back on the mainland, if we want to call it that. Natalie's very firm in the camp of, you know, we should go back with these people, we should see what they're up to. I think it's Travis, yeah, because Harvey's dead. Travis is in agreement of, like, I mean, Travis was even more so on the boat of, like, this is rescue, and we should, like, I'm not quite there with that with him, because, again, we have no idea what these people have got planned, but I'm in agreement more with Natalie of like, okay, we should at least see what this is, and we should get packed and just ready to go, because it's interesting, this is called, you know, a normal boring life, because you can't stay on this island forever, or wherever it is that they are. You can't stay there forever, and Natalie's of more the sane mind than obviously what Lottie is, and wants to go back. I'm just very curious, and I wonder if we'll get there, if we'll actually see where or what it was that these hikers were going to take him to. I don't know. What do I think's on the other end? Well, I can't see the two of them leading them to nowhere. I do think they're going to take them to something and not try and just, I don't think it's going to be the case that these two hikers take these girls and try and trap them and kill them one by one or something. I just can't really see that being sort of feasible. I don't know what would be on the other end, because we really, and again, I like this, because I like also, because, okay, part of what I'm sort of supposed to do here is try and guess and predict and theorize, right? But I do like that I'm not really clear or sure on what to predict or think is going to happen, and I like that a lot. So but yes, I do think they were going to take them to a something and not just into nothing. Or maybe it would have been a case that they know a little spot somewhere where they could have lost these yellow jackets, and they would like lead them astray, not to their deaths, but lead them astray to get lost, and then the two hikers would like go to wherever the extraction thing is, and then they would maybe get away. Because I kind of wonder with the radio thing that they had, whoever it was that they were going to contact, surely if you were going on an expedition and you had a kit like that, because it feels like they've been sent out by a team, and yeah, I know that they said like, hey, we're just here to kind of investigate frogs, I think there's probably more to it than that. I wonder if they've made a deal where, like, hey, if you don't get a signal or a check-in signal from us for 2 to 3 days or something, then send a team, maybe. But then if that's the case, they don't seem to be very urgent about, like, hey, we have to do something or whatever. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where that ends up going. If they end up actually taking them to wherever this spot was going to be. So, But yeah, I like a lot of what Natalie does in this episode. We can technically talk about Teen Jackie talking to, again, in more of a genuine, what I think is a genuine daydream and not supernatural or hallucination, talking to young Shauna. Yeah, and she's at the checkouts in like some supermarket getting dead body parts. And Jackie teases her about, like, hey, you could have amounted to more. Don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it's interesting that it's the older Shauna who has the daydream about that and not the current one, because the current one could have done that. The younger one, sorry, could have done that as well. So obviously Jackie's been gone for a bit now. Yeah, they do say that, like, you know, your dreams and your daydreams, whatever, whichever one it may be, have a meaning and stuff. I mean, we've all had like weird dreams that don't make any sense to us, right? We've all had those, I'm assuming, and you kind of just dismiss them or something like that. But you could have amounted to more. I wonder if this may be an allude to, like, hey, Melissa's got this simple life and you've got this chaotic thing, and it could have been better for you. That's all I really kind of took from that. So, and the whole moths thing, I don't know. I really don't know whether it's just symbolism or moths to the light or moths to the flame or whatever. But it cracks some glass. If cracking glass means anything, maybe she's gonna shatter some glass and accidentally kill Melissa or something. Melissa did carry two glasses full of water. Maybe that means something there. I don't know. I don't know. Talk about present day Sean, obviously, yeah, is making choices, is feeding Melissa her own body. I did wonder if, like, the two, because I can't remember what the conversation actually, to be honest, I didn't pay that much attention to the conversation between the three family members, Melissa and her wife and daughter, because I was just focused on, like, sort of trying to guess who. And yes, we do now have confirmed that Hilary Swank is Melissa. I kind of thought that she was, although I think most people guess that, so that's not a sort of like smart thing. I don't know. They did well with the casting there, I think. I mean, we don't know Melissa that well, right? Because we've only really seen her since episode one, episode two of this season. But it'd be interesting to see what goes on there. But I thought maybe the daughter or the wife was gonna, like, come back. I can't remember if either of them said, like, we're gonna be gone for hours or for whatever. But, you know, people can, hey, I forgot my wallet or something, and come back. Or they forgot a ticket for a film or a concert that they were seeing, and, you know, characters can always come back to the house for a certain reason. So I thought that was maybe going to happen while Shana was on top of Melissa. So, but no, that didn't happen yet. So yeah, just on the conversations between the two of them, obviously there's the tape and stuff. While I don't think the answers to everything in these scenes were as exciting, it makes sense. The most kind of exciting part about it, because I do believe Melissa in most things that she said, and seems, now we don't, again, don't know everything, do we? Seems much more, at least for the present day Yellow Jacket, seems the most clear-headed so far. Now, who knows, maybe she's got, you know, Mari in a basement or something, for all we know. I'm trying to think of one of the Yellow Jackets we haven't seen in the future yet. You got Makari, I think her name is, and you've got Mari. Could have one of them locked in a basement for all we know, right? Or locked in a room upstairs for all we know, right? Maybe she's not as sane as she comes across. And again, I like not sort of knowing that. But yeah, the most exciting part about all of that, I think, was when, because Sean's like, hey, you did this, you did that, you looked me up, and, you know, all the freezer phone car thing and all that, right? Because to me, it was the way Melissa, because Melissa did seem to have a bit of genuine, like, oh, I really didn't know that happened, like, that Lottie's dead, or all this kind of stuff. We are coming into a running theme though of Shauna recusing everybody that she sees of everything, all the things that have happened. Because one minute she's saying Misty's done it, and then she's saying Melissa's done it. So clearly Shauna's got, and you can understand why, right? Like she's just trying to sort of figure out who it is, and she's just kind of losing her mind in the process. But Melissa, and whether it's just very good acting from Hilary Swank, Melissa did genuinely seem sort of like, hey, I distanced myself from all of you. I kept this tape, but I needed to sort of get rid of it, so I gave it to you, was the answer I took from that. And like, no, I didn't know any of those things happened. And it's interesting when, I think it was Melissa that said it to her in this episode, she's like, hey, maybe the freezer door didn't stay open. Maybe your brakes just didn't work. Maybe somebody just left their phone. I mean, let's be honest, in this day and age where, like, to some people, their phone is like a body part where they just are glued to it, a lot of people have a very small chance of leaving their phone behind, but it's possible. I mean, I've done, like, when I've been at home, I've, like, gone downstairs to grab something maybe and thought, hey, I literally don't need my phone on me right now, or it's on charge and I'll just leave it there. So it's not always like in my hand or in my pocket. It's sometimes in other places, or there'll be occasions where, like, there's been one or two occasions maybe where I've like had podcast notes. I've not needed my phone for a podcast, let's say, and my phone's been on charge, so I'll leave phone in the bedroom and then do the podcast in here, so I haven't needed my phone. But I've not sort of like, gone to a restaurant and like left it somewhere, because obviously big risk of getting stolen. So that was maybe the least likely one of her sort of, hey, maybe this could have happened or that could have happened. But it was interesting to see a character actually say, like, hey, yeah, see these things have happened to you? These could have been the possible normal, and again, interesting to tie into normal, boring life. Because there are doors that, do close without being held open. Now, I can't remember the last time I was near or in a freezer place like that. It's probably been a long time. So I don't know if those doors do or don't close. I know that with things like brakes and stuff, those can get, obviously you can have things like wear and tear and stuff after a time. In fact, I could do with sorting out my scooter brakes now that I think about that, because I've, again, wear and tear, I've used them and that kind of stuff. So that can happen. So she's got a point. So that was, because what that did to me, which was also very interesting, again, the way that Hillary plays this, it is of the genuine confusion of like, oh, all these things have happened, I had no idea, because I kind of ditched all of you after we came back because I just wanted to kind of live a normal life, which, fair enough, does give the hint of like, maybe it's somebody else, and then you start thinking about, or I started thinking about, like, could be Maori, could be Makari, I think her name is. We don't know if there's still other background characters that haven't been introduced yet. Because I can't think of the younger Yellow Jackets that we know, that we don't know who lives, or apart from Maori and Makari, which ones of them live or die? I think we're pretty settled on that front, apart from any background characters that they might introduce, because they might even do that in the final season, is introduce other background characters. So we'll see. But yeah, very, very, very good stuff. Again, intense. I didn't know what they were going to do. But yeah, got some interesting information on the tape. But there'll be more to dig into with that. So we'll see. Let's talk about, we can kind of tie Misty together with Van and Ty and talk about the whole hospital thing, I guess. I found it interesting, the sort of Jeff Misty of like them calling each other and like, okay, where the hell's Shauna? Misty's like, no, she's gone somewhere else. Then Jeff's trying to get hold of Shauna. Everyone's trying to get hold of Shauna and figure out what she's doing. Yeah, well, when Ty goes into that room, and I get what Ty is trying to do. Again, sometimes with things like morals or morals, I said that the same way. Morals and like motivations and understanding a character's wrong actions. It's not always about accepting or agreeing with what a character does, but about understanding what a character's doing. And I completely understand what Ty is trying to do, and she thinks it's the case. And we don't, well, I'd say we don't know why. Obviously, it's to do with Lottie and everything else, right? Thinks that the wilderness or the it, whichever thing you prefer to call it, wants more, and because Van is getting worse, thinks, okay, the more I kill people, because we need to just continue to serve it, which again, as I've said in a previous episode, you can't do that forever. And Lottie learned that the hard way. Now, we don't know how or why Lottie has died. Died or been murdered. We don't actually even know, right? But that scene of her going in and like, oh, like trying to sort of find somebody who's going to die in order to justify, like, because I'm gonna guess that all of these, unless there's any criminal kind of patients, which you can have, trying to find somebody who's is still going to be an innocent person, which is where the moral dark area comes in. But somebody who's like, okay, they're in a coma and they are going to die, so not as much harm done. And I love the way that this happens as well, because it's kind of, she backs away from it, she can't do it, and then does it by accident. But the way the accidental bit happens of her screaming, swearing, is from the frustration of just the situation. Like, she puts this pillar there, she can't do it. I almost feel like in that moment as well, there's like a few little seconds of frames where I feel like she's trying to get Dark Tie to come out, and Dark Tie is not there right now. And she can't do it. And we have heard multiple times across pretty much the series, when it comes to Ty, good or whatever Ty can't do it because Val, sorry, not Val, Dark Ty is the one that has to do it. And there's been a number of scenes where Dark Ty has been like, no, I'm the one that has to do it. I'm the one that has to do this and that. So it was interesting that that happened, and then she swears and makes the person jump or freaks the heart out, and then this person has flatlined. So she got the result of what she wanted to do, but not the way that she did it, not the way she wanted to do it. And she did change her mind. Well, not change her mind. It wasn't a case of she didn't want to. She just couldn't go through with it in that moment, and she also couldn't summon Darktie. It was interesting that this person did still die, and will that, you know, is it going to be next episode? Van is like magically, not healed, but slightly better. The problem Ty is going to have with that is, until Van is completely cancer free and healthy, is it going to be every single time? And I get it, I understand why Ty is doing this, because she thinks again, like, okay, every time I'm told or Van is told, you've gotten worse, I have to kill someone, or someone has to die. But yeah, I actually prefer, not that I prefer this person dying at all, obviously it's an innocent person that we don't even know about. I do prefer, and I do like that the way that she got the end result was by accident, by pulling out of, couldn't do it, I wasn't Dark Tie, didn't sort of work. And then Misty's just there along for the ride, kind of just freaking out with her, right? So yeah. Miss M older or current day Misty, whatever, just spends the episode kind of freaking out, understandably. So there we go. What else do we have? Got Natalie, she's dead in the future, so can't talk about her. Talked about Teen Shana. Actually, one thing I want to touch upon there with Teen Shana, with Teen Lottie, and with Teen Tai. So those are the three characters. Of course, again, Lottie's got her own reasons. Probably thinks she has to serve the It, and obviously can't really go back home. That's not really completely feasible. But the Teen Shana and Teen Van, Tai, I don't know why I keep saying Van, of like something doesn't feel right. And I was trying to, because I do try to look at like facial expressions, body language, especially in this show when a character is reacting to a particular moment, because I think there's always a lot to read there. I was trying to see in that moment with them, because they weren't really looking at the two hikers and being like, no, there's something wrong with them. They would just, I feel like the two of them, not Lottie, with Shana and with Tai, that they were kind of just looking around in general and were sort of, it's almost like they were in this, I don't know how to describe it. They weren't fixated on anything, because there's a lot of times in the show when a character has seen something, they change their mind and they got fixated on like a something that they can see, and they come up with like, this is what we have to do, or this is whatever, right? That's happened quite a few times. But they didn't seem to be, because they said like, hey, something doesn't feel right. They both glanced over at the two hikers a few times, but they weren't fixated on anything. The things they were kind of looking at was either Natalie, because she was the one that was talking to the two of them. They were looking at the hikers a little bit, and then they were kind of just looking around in general, as if this bad, like bodily feeling had just sort of entered them and just sort of given them this bad feeling. So yeah, I guess we'll explore that next episode. Because neither of them really were like, hey, it's the hikers, they're gonna do something. That's not really what they were saying, were they? So that was really good. So yeah, we'll see where that goes next time. Walter, we didn't see him in this episode. Hilary Swank, we saw her. Van is in hospital bed, so not much to say there. I don't have a lot to say about Callie in this episode. Obviously she's kind of along for the ride with Jeff, and probably good that they both, got themselves out of the hotel, got themselves a good meal, I assume. It's more about Jeff and the whole sofa thing. That was such a great, with all of the things going on in this episode, and you've got Jeff just, he's trying to keep going, he's trying to do his thing, he is screaming into a pillow. We have his intenseness, or his intense nature, and the intensity with him has heightened in this episode. You can understand why. But I liked seeing him, it's try not coming out of his shell, but kind of, because that part of him where it's like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, hey, have you ever married a woman like this, and whatever, was kind of him trying to come back, I suppose. And I thought that was really cool. And I liked seeing Callie's reaction to that. She can kind of tell there's been a bit of an uplift with her dad. So, that was good. It was very, very good. What else do we have to talk about? Didn't see Lisa. Is that it? Is that everything? Talked about the end of the episode. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it. I try to think if there's anything big that I missed. Talked about the start, talked about the big exchange. Oh, there's the bit with Mari and Lottie as well. Sorry, not Mari, Makari and Lottie. Now, what I thought was going to happen, because you're never quite sure if a character's hallucinating something or they're not. I mean, sometimes it's very, very obvious, but sometimes you can't quite tell. And so she goes into the pen thing with all the goats and stuff, and they're all dead. Now, as soon as Lottie had gotten there, or she was already in there, but it turns out all the goats and everything were fine, I thought it was going to be this thing where, because Lottie was already covered in blood anyway. I mean, the blood had dried, so it would have been fresh if this was the case. That she, because she didn't want to leave, that she'd maybe gone in there and thought, like, right, the group might try to gather resources from these animals. There's variety in there, isn't there? Like meat or anything else. Of like, hey, if the group's gonna get supplies for 6 days, they're obviously gonna come over to here to the animal thing and try and get a variety of things. So I thought it was maybe a case that because Lottie is the way that she is, not only could that be a way of like giving to the wilderness or giving to the it, whatever the it is. I prefer to call it the it. It's much more mysterious. That she was gonna like that maybe Makari was gonna go in there and Lottie would be covered with blood, and then she would have killed them all the animals, so that the group couldn't get like something from them. Now we didn't. There was a bit where I think it's a goat that's on the floor. It might not have been a goat. Makari actually bends down towards one of the animals, and you can hear like a squelching sound. I wondered if there was going to be like another maggots thing. Like maybe Lottie had found some maggots or something, and she'd like would have cut the animals open and put the maggots in there. Because one thing, if Lottie had gone in there and like killed the animals, because the group could have then gone, right, well, we'll just take the meat that's you've killed the animals, we'll just take the meat that's here, but then damaging the meat, none of that happened anyway, and it was a case that Makari had just been seeing things. I find it very interesting the way the group has turned on Lottie a little bit as well. And yeah, Lottie's like, hey, what did you see? Because that was always the way that she was going to be helpful to the group, right? But Makari doesn't want to tell her anything. I found it interesting with her conversation with Travis as well, that he's claiming he lied about the things that he'd seen. And he's right as well about, like, hey, all you did was, like, essentially huff some gas and hallucinate some stuff, because that's also very true that all the different hallucinations that she'd seen might just be random hallucinations and not the sort of supernatural stuff. Could be both. There's both ways you can take that. But Travis is right about like it might not have been the supernatural telling you what was up. It might have just been you were sniffing this gas and it did something to your brain, because that totally makes sense as well. Or it could be both things. And I like that's. I don't know if that line is the show trying to say to you it's open for interpretation as to which one of those things it actually is. But it's unreliable narration on Makari's part, because it could just be the gas messing with your brain, which is entirely possible. So we shall see. All right, thanks everything for this week's episode. Again, thoroughly enjoyed it. We are at the penultimate episode next week, which will be season 4, episode 9. So we'll see what the hikers do next. We'll see what the hell Shana decides to do next. We'll see if some of the group ends up staying or going, and what goes on there. And maybe explore what this feeling it is that specifically more Shana and Ty are feeling. Obviously, Lottie's got her own thing going on. What Jeff does next. What Melissa's gonna do next, if she does end up eating her own skin. It's crazy. What Shauna and Melissa do after this exchange. Lots of stuff up for continuation. Anyway, if you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Yellow Jackets, any of your theories, not for me to steal, but to share and discuss, I suppose. Any of your own theories, comments, questions, thoughts, whatever. Are you w w which camp are you in with the show? Are you enjoying it as much as I am? Are you impatient for the mystery? Did you get burned by Lost on that front? I understand. It's understand why that might have happened. Or do you think the show's just not doing it for you anymore? And there's a few people in that camp, but I am not joining you in that camp. If I have to sit in the camp on my own of enjoying the show, then so be it. I'll go into the wilderness. I'll go into that part of the wilderness on my own if I have to. Anyway, your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, social media, whatever, eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, and there's information in the show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main art, podcasts. We do still have the podcast issue ongoing. Unfortunately, we are working on fixing things. There's been some updated versions of old podcasts that have been corrected. They're not all, broken and whatever. There's a good chunk of podcasts that still play the correct ones. That means that some of you can do a little favor as well. If you come across any podcasts, be it newer or older or whatever, and you press play and it plays the wrong episode, just write in. There's a bunch of ways you can do it in the show notes or methodentertainment.talk.org, or you can write that in with your feedback for Yellow Jackets, however you prefer to do that. And just you don't need to like link the podcast or anything. Just say the name of the podcast and say doesn't work, and I will be able to because like we're able to individually correct them, but not do like a full sweep kind of thing. But what I'm saying is, if you come across a podcast that doesn't play the right episode, just let me know the title and which episode number or whatever. Like if it's a TV episode or something like that, just let me know, and that will be helpful because there is a good few thousand of them, and I can't check them all right now because that's just not possible right now. So anyway, do that for me if you can, and then you will end up also getting to listen to the correct episode. So yeah, let me know about that, and let me know your thoughts on Yellow Jackets at the moment as well. We've got two episodes left, 9 and 10, and yeah, I'll see you next week for the penultimate episode. But in the meantime, of course, sharing, listening to the podcast, word of mouth, social media. If someone mentioned something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Every podcast review options for TV and film news. Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. Ask for all your TV and your film news. Important thing to mention, and people are getting a bit scared about this. Yellow Jackets has not yet been renewed for a fourth season. I think it will. Now, I don't remember because I was not here weekly for seasons 1 to 2. I don't remember how quickly or not quickly it got renewed from 1 to 2 or 2 to 3. I don't know what the timeline was on that. Because some shows, they air their finale and say, hey, check out the Yellow Jackets episode, whatever. By the way, the show's renewed. So I think the show will be fine. The thing I don't want to happen is if the writers have got 5 seasons planned, and obviously for a mystery show like this, you need to do things properly. If Paramount says to them, you've got one more season instead of two, while we may end up in the correct places to where we want the story to finish, we might not get there properly if that happens. But the ratings have been good. The ratings have been good. So that's good as well. So, yeah, hopefully we get renewed by the time I do the 10th podcast. So we'll find that out in 2 weeks, I suppose. Yeah, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk for your TV and your film news. Of course, we've got Upfront soon as well, which I think is in May, so look out for that. Who knows? May get a spin-off. I doubt it, but, who knows what might happen. Anyway, check all that out. We're on Twitch as well with ED Talk UK, but more regular on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. I'll see you for all the shenanigans for the penultimate episode next week. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.